It is the radio segment that just really wants to eat its feelings right now. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of St. Clairsville, Ohio. There's a 24-year-old woman named Kiana Wallace, and she was on probation last year after 6 months in jail for felony drug possession. And as part of her probation, she had to take drug tests.
Okay, seems reasonable.
But a few months ago, Kiana was 99% sure that she was going to fail one.
Uh-oh.
So she swapped somebody else's pee with hers.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Classic pee swap.
Mm-hmm, we've all done it.
I actually haven't. Oh, okay, just
well,
so you guys
my
know.
Bad, just me.
Unfortunately for her, it tested positive for drugs.
Wait, what?
Yep. How pissed are you at the person who you just swapped pee with?
No.
Yeah, if you're borrowing pee from one of your friends to pass a drug test, don't make it one of your friends who also does drugs a lot. She was in court earlier this week, and the judge said, quote, "Let me get this straight. To avoid a positive test with your own urine, you use somebody else's urine, which turned out to be positive also." After that statement, Kiana didn't know how to answer, so the judge sentenced her to 18 months in prison.
Oh, man.
This next laser story is out of Laredo, Texas. Cops got a call the other day around 1 o'clock in the morning, and apparently there was a disturbance at a local Applebee's.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's the place where it goes down, right?
When officers got there, they couldn't believe what they saw. On top of the Applebee's bar, there was a woman dancing alone, and she refused to stop.
Yeah.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Dude, hey, listen, they're doing those $2 margaritas sometimes, and things get wild at your neighborhood grill, okay?
No. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be a 34-year-old lady named Priscilla Flores. She had bloodshot eyes and wouldn't stop dancing around on the bar at the Applebee's, even after the manager turned off the music in the place. She was just...
Please tell me when cops showed
up and told her to get down, Priscilla responded by cursing at the officers and yelling that she wasn't done yet. Eventually, they did get her down off the bar, not without a struggle, though, and Priscilla kicked the police car's windows on the way to jail.
Oh, man. I just hope there was one T-ball team in there to witness it all.
This next little story is out of England. 30-year-old Terry Jade Barwell is a dog walker, and the other day she was taking one of her dogs, named Marriott, out for a leisurely stroll.
Okay.
At one point in the walk, Marriott began sniffing furiously underneath a nearby bush, and he then started digging and found a potato.
Double rainbow. Cool. Oh, my God.
That's a good boy.
Yeah, potato-finding dog? What kind of training did these guys do?
A happy thing. So Terry put the potato in her bag and kept walking. When she got home, she handed it to her boyfriend so that he could use it for dinner. And that's when he realized it was much heavier than your average potato.
Wait, they're just going to use a random potato they found under a bush for dinner?
It's organic.
Why not?
Okay.
It's a good potato.
I don't know. Bush potato sounds sketchy to me.
Brushed off more of the dirt, and then he realized it wasn't a potato at all. It was actually an old World War II grenade.
Oh, my God. Thank God they didn't put it in boiling water. Oh, my God.
A few minutes later, the couple called authorities after gently putting the grenade in their mailbox. I don't know why they chose to do that, but okay. Army bomb disposal experts showed up and took the precaution of evacuating homes in the nearby area, and then they safely dismantled it. As for the dog, they are much more careful about letting him dig up things in the neighborhood now.
Wow.
I don't know why they chose to put that in their mailbox. What a weird place to put it.
They hate their mailman. Maybe they're trying to finish him off once and for all.
This next laser story is out of China. Last week, a city in southwest China started forgiving fines for minor traffic offenses for things like jaywalking.
Okay, cool.
But to get out of the fine, you have to confess to it on social media.
So you have to, publicly shame yourself for them to forgive you.
Yep. And your post has to get more than 20 likes. Only a handful of people have done that so far. The cops are mostly targeting people on bikes and scooters in the area. The idea is that shaming people online will have a bigger impact than handing out fines. Who really looks at somebody and goes, "Whoa, you're a jaywalker. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm never speaking to you again."
Oh, you terrible
What
person.
Shame.
I think it's messed up that they required a certain amount of likes. Like, there's already pressure enough to get likes on social media.
Yeah.
They don't need to add to it. And then they're just shaming you for not having enough friends to like your status.
Yeah. They're also doing it to spread awareness and make roads safer. And if it works, they're going to do it in other areas, too. Here's what one guy who got pulled over on his scooter had to write. He said, quote, I was seized by traffic police when driving my scooter in the wrong direction. After education by the traffic police officer, I learned that I was wrong and would like to remind internet users to learn from my lesson.
Guess what? I wouldn't like that. Yeah. Wasn't funny at all.
I would have stopped reading it.
Not interesting, not funny. Probably didn't even have a picture to go with it.
Yeah. Well, and after all that shame, his wife probably divorced him, probably is homeless now, everything else. But that's a shameful thing to do.
Ruined his life.
Next laser story is out of Boston. A 25-year-old woman named Shelby Pagan got into a serious car accident last year. And while she was in the hospital with a neck brace, she took a selfie just in case she needed it for evidence. But afterwards, when she looked at it, she noticed that her eyeliner looked absolutely perfect.
Oh my God. I actually saw her picture and I'm like, seriously though, your eyeliner is still...
Uh-oh.
I can't even get my eyeliner to look like that in the beginning, let alone after a car accident.
She was using Kat Von D's tattoo eyeliner, which I just used the other day in a makeup tutorial I did on Instagram Live. And let me tell you, it is fabulous. Same stuff. And she was so impressed that she posted a review of it online once she had recovered.
Mm-hmm.
It said, quote, my mascara was running down my face from crying and all other products had been wiped off in the transfer to the hospital, but not my tattoo eyeliner. It lasts and looks amazing through anything.
Dude, she should get money from Kat Von D for that endorsement.
Yeah.
The review along with the picture was posted over 6 months ago, but someone just spotted it and then tweeted it, and now it's gone viral. So I'm hoping she at least gets some free eyeliner.
Yeah, right?
This next leisure story is out of Survey World. According to a new survey, 72% of us sometimes use annoying cliche phrases at work, even though we should know better.
Mm.
And here are the ones that we say the most. Number 7, win-win situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 6, let's circle back on that.
God, I'm annoyed even just listening to this list.
Number 5, throw you under the bus.
Okay.
Number 4, heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, hammer it out.
That could mean something else, too.
People in offices love to talk like they're doing hard labor, but they're not actually doing anything.
It's a good observation.
Totally. We got to nail this down.
We got to nail this thing down.
Bob, you do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Let's circle back around on that one.
Yeah.
Let's bring
number
in
2,
the big guns.
Think outside the box. And the number 1 most overly used cliche term at work is, we all need to give 110%.
But the thing is if you go into any meeting and you use all of those at the same time, you're getting a promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
for
this
sure.
guy
you know?
Knows what he's talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Other honorable mentions include, don't count your chickens before they hatch,
mm-hmm.
pushing the envelope, and let the cat out of the bag.
Mm.
pushing the
but anyway, let's circle back to some of the others we were talking about. Because I like to hear this guy hammer it out at the end of every single laser story.
Yeah.
That's the hammering I was thinking of.
We do a lot of talking during it, but really, he does the heavy lifting. Jose, I don't want to throw you under the bus, but you're not doing enough. So we got to think outside the box and maybe push the envelope a little bit more.
We're like heavy humping.
That was the end of Laser Stories. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.